I think for me, I've just had the best Refresh Friday I've had to date. It wasn't busy, and I quite like it that way. In fact, there was just two people, or three if you include me. Ian, who's been a regular now, really, for Refresh Friday, at least when I've been there. Not on Twitter, but Ian, Build It Yourself Project, BIYproject.co.uk. And also turned up was Alexia Leachman, Alexial on Twitter. So we just had a chat, and we've talked about everything from the projects that we're currently working on, successes and failures and frustrations. My news, of course, that one of my clients has got funding, and that funding is probably eligible for some of Alexia's clients. So I'm going to be passing on the link for that. Ian's been working on a very frustrating project where the structure of public service school buildings and how they're owned by businesses who then rent them back to the schools who pay the businesses who get the money from the government, which essentially puts our children's education in the position of a byproduct, of a profit-making venture, which is bizarre. We then, of course, brought us on to the state of the economy and the world banking system, and bringing up the question, who actually owns the banks? And about the banking system relying on debt as a mechanism, that at some point, even the money that has come from the bank has a repayment value attached to it. Whereas, you know, if it was just money as a mechanism to exchange for goods, we'd be living in a very different world and not necessarily having the issues that we have now. Of course, that's very simplistic. So, yeah, that was very engaging. We then had a talk about creches and clubs or professional clubs like Antenna that exist in different places, especially down in London, and sort of the difference in how those spaces for creatives are so vital. So now I'm trying to find some hub spaces to spend time in when I'm in London. So we then moved on to fonts and the new font that's been developed for dyslexics. And I think for the first time, having showed a fellow dyslexic, Ian is similarly dyslexic to myself and has a similar struggles with text. And the revelation of this font for him, in the same way that it was for me, that it really is quite groundbreaking. It's like looking at an optical illusion. And Alexia, who isn't dyslexic, how she reacted to it was incredibly interesting, because she had the opposite effect on her, that it was actually a little bit out of focus. I think for the first time she got just a little bit of a glimpse into what it's like to read as a dyslexic, I think. A phenomenal text. It's the Dyslexy Project. And what happened next? I'm walking through Snetton Market at the moment on the way home. Not popping into the office today because I've got a few house things to sort out, so I'm going to be back working in my home office, which is going to be curious. So I've not worked in there for a while. I love being in Lace Market House and, you know, collaborating, and, you know, having Phil Campbell and Fibre Studio downstairs. So, you know, it's a real connection. So I really value that environment. But now I'm going home today to wait in for an architect to look at a crack that's appeared in our wall and, oh, the boiler. The boiler's done silly things. So it's one of the benefits of being freelance, is that I can structure my time to fit in with these utility slots, which is from 1 till 8. So it's not a small slot that they say. They may come at 1 o'clock. They may come at 8 o'clock. So, small Refresh Friday, but one that really epitomised what I want to get out of Refresh Friday, which is talking to people about stuff that matters, and stuff that frustrates and stuff that fascinates, and just spending time without the networking pressure. And it's only when you come to these things a few times that you start, I mean, Ian's been to a few of these and I've never really sat down and had a proper chat to him, but today we bonded over LiveScribe too. LiveScribe, for anyone who's not familiar, is my electronic funky space age pen, and again, to share that with a fellow dyslexic was really lovely. I mean, techies get excited about the gadget, but the fundamental change that it makes to a dyslexic's process is quite amazing, and hopefully encourage him to click through from my LiveScribe pen page. I might get a affiliate thing from Amazon, which I've never got before, so that'd be really cool if I got something like that. Anyway, not walking up Boo Street, I'm just crossing over at Snenton Market over to the bottom of Snenton Road. I don't have the time constraint of walking up one street, so I have no idea how long this podcast has lasted. I'm also very aware that I'm kind of rabbling, but this is the end of my first week back from my holiday, and it's been really good. Just my media making maybe not as much as it was when I was disconnected, because I find the hustle and bustle of the world a bit disjointing and overwhelming, and you know, all the visual stuff that goes along with it does really hamper my media making flow. So I'm always trying to address that. Anyway, yeah, it seems to be getting really noisy, so I'm going to click this off and blog and tweet. And if you listen to these, please do send me a tweet, so that I kind of get the idea that I'm not just talking into a tumbleweed room. And those of you that do express that you've listened to them and enjoy them, thank you for listening. And I'm going to stop now. Bye.